want to be you with the following. We had yesterday, we talked about the concept of Trumas and Maisris in Surya. So I want to just mention, there's a Mishnah in the Sefes Yadayim, towards the end of Shas, that points out a machloikis between Reb Tarfon and Reb Elazar ben Azariah. We know that there's a cycle for Shemitah, for the 6-year cycle. We should know this Baal Peh, and we'll just write down the din about the Rabbanon. First year and every year, on all 6 years, Trum is given to Kohanim, and Maaser Rishon is given to Levim. On year 1, 2, 4, and 5, Maaser Sheni is given. That means that it's not really given. You bring it up to Yerushalayim, and you eat it within the walls of Yerushalayim. That's on years 1, 2, 4, and 5. Years 3 and 6, there's Maaser Ani, as opposed to Maaser Sheni. And on Shemitah year, there is no din at all, none whatsoever, of Trumas and Maaseris. Everything is Hefker. So therefore, there's no such requirement. However, the Mishnah in Maseches Yadayim, in Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel, points out the following, and that is that in Chutzlarts there were certain places where there was Trumas and Maaseris enacted during what? During Shemitah year. Okay? And the reason for that being is that there was no Shemitah during those, in those places, because it was not Eretz Israel. And therefore, since there was no Shvi'is, no Heges Behen, there was a Chiyuv Trumas and Maaseris even during the 7th year in the following places. In Bavel and in Mitzrayim. Okay? Places that were far away from Eretz Israel. Bavel and Mitzrayim. But since there was no Shemitah in Bavel and Mitzrayim, there was a Chiyuv of Trumas and Maaseris mid the Rabbanon. And we assume as follows, that in Bavel and Mitzrayim, there were different Maaseris. In Bavel, the Nevi'im or Mesakein, that there would be Maaser Sheni. Okay? So let's make sure we get the Nevi'im or Mesakein, Maaser Sheni. Okay? Maaser Sheni would be done in that year, because you don't know what to do in the 7th year. Because it's not 1, 2, 4, 5, it's not 3 and 6. What are you supposed to do? There was Trumas, there was Maaser Rishon, and what else was there? There was Maaser Sheni in Bavel. In Mitzrayim, the Zakenim, after the Nevi'im, Dachei Knesset Agdola, were Mesakin that there would be Maaser what? That there would be Maaser Ani. That was the Takanas Chachamim during Shvi'is. Maaser Ani, okay? This is all during Shvi'is. We know that in Syria, we learned yesterday, there was Shvi'is done because they didn't want people leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to an adjacent land where they would not have to observe Shvi'is. So there were Mesakin Shvi'is. So this is an explicit Mishnah in Maseches Yadayim, okay? This is during Shvi'is. So the Mishnah presents a fascinating machloikis between Reb Tarfon and Reb Yishmael as to how did they treat Amon Umoav. Amon Umoav, was Amon Umoav going to be compared to Bavel or to Mitzrayim? So this was a big machloikis, okay, between Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon said that it's considered to be Maaser Ani, that it was modeled after what? After Mitzrayim. Now, Amon Umoav is Aver HaYarden, and Reb Elazar ben Azariah said not that way. Reb Elazar ben Azariah said that it's considered to be Maaser Sheni. And the Mishnah describes a very fascinating machlokes here between the two. And the Maskanas Advarim is the way we assume it. It's Halach L'Moshe Mishinai that Amon Umoav, we do Maaser Ani, Bishvis. Like who? Like Rebbe Tarfon. Okay? That's the way the Mishnah concludes here in Maseches Yadayim. So I want you to get this Mishnah. And it's interesting that it says Halach L'Moshe Mishinai, because most we said that this was a Takana what? Mitzrayim was done by the Skenim. What does Halach L'Moshe Mishinai usually connote? The Eraisa Drabona. The Eraisa. And this is all Takanas Chachamim. So the Rash writes that it's Lav Dafka. It's not mina Torah, it just means as if it was halacha l'moshe b'Sinai. But there is a Tosefta that's mashma, and it's halacha l'moshe b'Sinai mamash, which is a big kiddush. But I want you to get this down. So it's very important that we note that Surya there was Trumas and Maestras, and there was Shvi's, but there were lands that were outside of Eretz Yisrael that there was definitely no Shvi's, not like Surya, but there still was Trumas and Maestras. Namely, Bavel and Mitzrayim, and namely, Amun Moav. Is Amun Moav going to be modeled after Bavel or modeled after Mitzrayim? But we Paskin is modeled after what? Mitzrayim. And the Gemara Mishnah uses this expression, Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. So I want you to get that. This Mishnah is very important, Maseches Yadayim. We have to note this, okay? It's a very big Kiddush that in Bavel, which is so far away, there was this one, Takanas Nevi'im, to have Trumas and Maestras, and this was during Shvi's. That's the Kiddush. Because despite the fact that there is no Shvi's in Bavel and Mitzrayim, there is a halacha of what? Trumas and Maestras, and it becomes a quagmire. What do you do in the seventh year? Because not 1, 2, 4, 5, it's not 3 and 6. You'll have Truma, you'll have Maeser Rishon. What will you do about what? Is it Maeser Sheni or Maeser Ani? Okay, that's the first point I wanted to mention. Second point is that Zach, and I forgot who else, pointed out, if you recall yesterday, we were bothered that we thought Reb Chaim was against the Rav. In what sense did we think Reb Chaim was against the Rav? Because Reb Chaim said that Ole Bavel require Ole Mitzrayim. Yes? Requires a land to be captured by the Ole Mitzrayim. If it's captured by the Ole Bavel alone, it doesn't make any difference. So that's why we say Kibush Yachad Shmei Kibush is so important. Because why? Then David HaMelech is considered to be an extension of Yehoshua. Okay? So we said that it seems from Reb Chaim that Kibush is the Iker. Chazakah is like a weaker point. So, and we said, the Rav said that Chazakah is a stronger point. Chazakah is the thing why it's everlasting. So I said it's a bit of a stira. So Zach, who else pointed out? I forgot who else pointed out in Seder. You don't have to say that. Who else pointed out in Seder? I forgot. You don't have to say. Alex, you don't have to say that the Rav's against Reb Chaim. Granted that what? Ole Bavel, which the Rambam writes is Chazakah, requires what? Requires Ole Mitzrayim. There's no doubt about that. But that doesn't contradict the point that Ole Bavel's everlasting. Meaning, because what did Ezra do? He took the Kedushin and the Beis HaMikdash and he expanded it to all of Eretz Yisrael. That's why it's everlasting. That doesn't take away from the fact that it still needs what? That it still needs a land that was captured by the Ole Mitzrayim. So I don't think you have to say it's contradictory. I don't think you have to say that the Rav's Pshat, as we said, was against Reb Chaim. I don't think we have to say that at all. And the reason being is because, granted what? Ole Bavel's capturing of a land, which is called Chazakah, doesn't get off the ground unless the land was captured once by what? Ole Mitzrayim, or as David has expanded as an extension of Yehoshua, based on Kibush Yachad Shmei Kibush. But the bottom line is that once it's done, Ezra invoked a different genre of Kedusha, and that it was permanent. It was Kedusha Shechina. So I want you to get down in your notes that I don't think we have to say the Rav's Pshat is against Reb Chaim. Granted, Ole Bavel require Ole Mitzrayim. There's no doubt about that. But once it's done, and it's a land that the Ole Mitzrayim captured, that remains permanent forever and ever. That's everlasting. Chaim, you follow what I'm saying? Because it was done b'chazakah. Granted, Kibush is stronger. Granted, Kibush is stronger. And Kibush facilitates the Chazakah to be Chal. But once the Chazakah is Chal, it's everlasting. Because its genre was different. It wasn't of the genre of divide and conquer. It was of the genre of Kedusha Shechina. And that's everlasting. So I don't think you have to say it's contradictory. You follow what I'm saying? It's a little strange. You know what I'm saying? It's a little strange to say that without Ole Mitzrayim, without Kibush, Chazakah wouldn't have taken hold. But once the Chazakah takes hold, it's a different genre, therefore it remains everlasting. It's still a little strange, because the Kibush wasn't everlasting. You know what I mean? It's strange to say that you need, you understand the bizarreness of this pshat? In other words, the Ole Bavel required Ole Mitzrayim for their capturing, which we're calling Chazakah, to be good. But once it's invoked, it's forever. Whereas the Ole Mitzrayim wasn't forever. That's a little bit strange. You follow what I'm saying, Alpi Svara? On one hand, the Ole Mitzrayim is the contributing factor of the Ole Bavel existing. On the other hand, the Olam Mitzrayim was not permanent. It was temporary. But the Holy Bubble is permanent. Okay. I'm just saying you have to point out the bizarreness of that shot. Nicole, you follow what I'm saying? So I think that's the way you'll have to say it. It's still a little bit strange, but that's maybe how we could square the Rav with the Reb Chaim. Okay, let's go weiter now in our Gemara. On Daf Chesem and Beis. Let's see inside. There's a lot we have to see here, Biz Hashem, okay? A lot of different inonim about Tum of the Tahara, okay? Let's see the Gemara inside here, Chesem and Beis. Michal, why don't you read the Gemara, okay? The Gemara has in Chesem and Beis, where we left off, the third line. Let's see inside. Go ahead. A little bit louder, please. Go ahead. Nichnas, period. You want to go into Tahara? You can in Syria. Go ahead, Frek the Gemara, what? But we said that the dirt is Tomei. How are you supposed to enter in a state of Tahara? Great Kasha. Go ahead. Beshida. Shida means a carriage. Teva is like a box. Migdal is like a tower. Or a type of a trunk, a carriage, a trunk, or a door. There are different types of what? Boxes. Go ahead. Disanya. If you go into diaspora with the Shita Teva Umigdal, Rebbe says you become Tomei, and Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda says you become Tor. Go ahead. So even Rebbe that's Metame only in Eretz Amim, because there were gozer on the dirt and on the airspace. Go ahead. On Syria, there are gozer on the dirt, on the airspace, not. And therefore, there is no problem if you go into one of these boxes, you're carried in one of these boxes, and therefore, no problem of the airspace. Okay. That's what the Gemara wants to be Masber. Okay, let's see, Lamaisa, before we see the Rashi's inside and the Taisasim, because I want to try to get all the Taisasim done today. We'll try the best we can. Okay? But let's be mocked, and we mentioned already why, in fact, there is Tumah in Eretz Amim. We did mention already why there is Tumah in Eretz Amim. Okay? But I want to just mention as follows. Let's get the different stages, okay? In the Eretz Amim, in the diaspora, there was Tumah, okay? Now, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos that it was in different stages. Let's get it. Gemara writes in Shabbos on Daf Tedvav Amud Beis, first they were gozer Tumah on the gush, on the land, on the dirt. Okay? This is what the Gemara writes in Masechet Shabbos. First they were gozer l'maisa on the what? Gush. And then they were gozer in a later stage on the avir, on the airspace. Now what is the reason why they were gozer on the dirt? The Rambam writes in the Perush of Mishnayis in Masechet Olos, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, we mentioned this very briefly before, that the non-Jews were very lazy with burying their dead. They had no special place at a cemetery. They buried their dead everywhere. And therefore, we know, we learned a few days ago, that Mes Akum is Metame B'maga U'mamasa, with touching or carrying. Therefore, there was Tumah everywhere on the dirt of Eretz Amim. Rashi, in fact, says that in Shabbos on Yudalim and Beis, that a Suffolk Kvaro Shalem, we don't know where their cemeteries were. Okay. We also pointed out, if you recall, that Tosa says in Maseches Nazir, let's get it, that the Meitei Mabul, and Nundalim and Beis in Maseches Nazir, the Meitei Mabul, the corpses from the flood, or the corpses from the Nebuchadnezzar, we don't know where their graves were. Eretz Yisrael, there was no problem because they didn't make such a gzeirah, because we know the flood did not get to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara writes in Zvachim, on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Meitei Nebuchadnezzar never were in Eretz Yisrael either, or they were there, but they were removed. They were mafan of them. So that's why there was no gzeirah on the dirt of Eretz Yisrael. Okay? The Meiri says in Maseches Avodah Zarah and Chesamid Beis that women would bury their babies, God forbid, that were miscarried. And they buried them everywhere. So that also produces tumor. Okay. Fine. So that explains very well, it's masbir very well, the notion as to the dirt of Eretz Yisrael, why it became what? Why it became tumah. In the first stage, lo, they were only masakin in the dirt. Why weren't they gozer on ohel? What is ohel? Hovering over, being under the same roof, or hovering over. You don't have to be under a roof, you can be over. Why weren't they gozer on ohel? So, lemaisa, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia and in Yevamis, we mentioned this a few days ago, that goyim are not metame ba'ohel according to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And even according to the Chumim, that they are metame ba'ohel, that's only in a situation where you have a shear. Okay? The goyim are metame ba'ohel, but pachos mikashir kezayis basar, if it's less than a kezayis of skin, or rov kav atzamos, it's not metame ba'ohel, only b'magu masa. And here we were choshish for a very small shear that's not metame ba'ohel. So I want you to get this. In other words, why in the initial stage were they only worried about the dirt of the Eretz Amen? Because the hovering over wasn't a problem. Because hovering over was only a problem if you have a kezayis basar. When I say kezayis basar, it means a flesh of a corpse, God forbid. Or rov atzamos, where you have a certain amount of bones of a corpse, of a skeleton, and therefore, rova kava, so let's get it exact. You don't have those that shear, then it's not metame ba'ohel. It's only metame b'maga u'b'masa. And we were chayshish in the dirt for even something smaller than the shear, and therefore, there was no tumus oihel on Eretz Amim initially. Okay, that's the first stage. Second stage was that they were metame on the over of Eretz Amin. How were they metame on the over of Eretz Amin? Why? They were metame on the reason of Eretz Amin. The reason being is because we did not want Yidim, Tosfos writes in Maseches Nazir, on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We did not want Yidim leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Lartz. So they were metame the airspace, okay, of Eretz Amin. This is what Tosfos writes in Maseches Nazir. Okay. Now, the Gemara in Nazir, and I gave this to you in the Mar Mekoymes, has a fascinating suffix on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Let's get it down. What is the Geder Adin of the Tuma in the Avir of Eretz Amin? Okay? What is the nature of that din? That tumah of the avir of Eretz Amin. What is the nature of the tumah? Let's get it. The Gemara itself has this suffix. Is it tumah lemaisa midin gush mitame ba'ohel? Is it midin that the dirt would be mitame ba'ohel? Meaning that if you hovered over the dirt, then the avir became tamei by its very nature. Ir is on top of dirt. So therefore, gush was metame ba'ohel, and therefore made the avir of Eretz Amin. Or no, do you say the avir atzmo became tamei? Not because you're hovering over dirt. And a very clear nafkamina, which we'll get to, Bez Hashem, would be, if you went into a box, and you were lifted in a box in Avir Eretz Amin, and you were not hovering over dirt, because there's a box that's chotzitz. You know what chotzitz means? Separates. So if you held number one, you'd be okay, you'd still remain Tahara. If you held number two, we're going to see this, might be a machlekes Rashi Tosfos, but the pashut shot is, as Hashem will see it, is that of course you have air, otherwise the guy would die. What about the air inside the box? The air inside the box is from Eretz Amin. It should also be metame. That would be a very good nafkamini. And the Gemara itself has this suffix in Maseches Nazir. Now, Lamaisa, Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos in Nazir On Nundalan and Beis writes like this. Says an amazing Kiddush. Tosis on Nundalan and Beis writes, Dibur Maskel Eretz, that if you take the first approach, many Yidim unfortunately were killed in Chutzlarts, and were choshish that they were not buried. Therefore, if you take the first approach, please get this down, it's based on the fact that there were what? That there were corpses. It's based on the fact that there were corpses, Yidim that were killed, that were in the dirt. Tosis writes also, we're choshish for Mesei Mabul, and we're choshish that maybe there was a shear. It could be very well that there was a shear. So Tosis points out these two things. If you take the first approach, you got to be choshish that maybe there were Jewish corpses. Or number two, there was a shear, kizayas bas or rovat somos, that would be a problem of oihel. And the Mishnah Melech points out that if you assume a goy's metamei b'oil, I understand. But if you hold a goy's not metamei b'oil, why was there a gzeira? So that's exactly what we said before. They did not want Yidim leaving Eretz Yisrael and going to Chutz La'aretz at all. And obviously you understand Surya, they didn't make such a gzeira because of Yotze Yishuv Aretz by living in Surya. This is what the Pnei Yeshua writes. Okay? So I want you to get this suffix down in the second stanza. Very critical. And if you take this first two approaches, so you could say there were Jewish corpses there, maybe. Maybe they weren't buried. Maybe there was a shear of, and there would be metamei b'oil. Now, if you hold that a goy makes akum is not metamei b'oil, so why would they make it on the avir? Because the avir itself, they didn't want Yidim leaving and going to Chutzlar. So you can be masber these two reasons quite well in the Gemara. You can be masber these two reasons in the Gemara quite well. And since you can be masber the Gemara in these two reasons quite well, this was the suffix that we had in the Seches Nazar. Now, there's a big nafkamina between these two. The Meiri points out, and Taisa says in the Seches Nazar. The Meiri points out here, and Taisa in the Seches Nazar, the Maskel Tashma writes, that if you gozer mishum oihel, then it's tumas meis, mamish. What's the din of tumas meis? You need how many days? 7 days. Sarich shiva days to become tahor, and you need hazah. You need to be sprinkled with the ashes of the parah aduma on day 3 and on day 7 in order to become tahor. That's the process of becoming tahor from tumas meis. If you are involved in Tumas Meis, your Tumas 7 days, you need the sprinkling with the Paraduma, the ashes, and the Mayim Chaim on day 3 and day 7. If it's Tumas Avir, then it's only one night. Tumas Erev. Let's just get that down. Tumas Erev. That's a very clear nafkamina regarding this din. It's a very clear nafkamina regarding this din. What was the nature of Tumas Eretz Amen? Okay? Now let's see, Michal, let's see the Rashi's inside Michal. Okay, let's see Rashi. Okay, go ahead. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi Dibra Maskel, Rebbe Mitame. Go ahead. Read the Dibra Maskel, the Rebbe Mitame. Go ahead. Right, what is the Bachan? Okay. Ol Metalin Ol Mishas Tiltulo. Okay, very important. What does this mean? An Ohel Zaruk is a movable tent. Is an Ohel Zaruk called an Ohel or not? This is a machloikis between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi. Rashi says, if you're carried in Eretz Amin, in this box, Rebbe says you're Tomei, because an Ohel Zaruk is not a chatzitzin. If you hold this, if you fly over a cemetery, if you're a Kohen, you're going to become Tomei. Either the bottom, the plane is enclosed, who cares? Ohel Zaruk is Eino Ohel. That's what Rebbe says. That's his Chiddush, okay? Now that's very important. So Rashi holds that the Machlokes in Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi is dependent upon what? Whether you hold Ohel Zaruk or not. What did Rabbi Yossi say here? What did Rabbi Yossi say here? You're Matire. Finish up the Rashi. Go ahead. Excellent. It's not a chatzitza. Go ahead.
Right.
Oh, so Rebbe was not mitame even Eretz Amen. And what did Rashi say earlier? Read that Rashi right beforehand. Bishida. So who's the Tan of our Brisa that says you can be carried into Tsuri with the Sheita Tev El Migdal? Sheita Tev El, who is it? It's Rebbe. Why is it Rebbe? What is Rebbe? Why is it Rebbe? Because why? Because in Eretz Amim your Tomei, come on, let's get this, okay? Let's get this. In Eretz Amim your Tomei, why? Because all Zorak Lav Shemei, oh well, it doesn't protect you. In Syria, the box also shouldn't protect you. So why are you Tomei according to Rebbe? Lou, what's the answer? Why are you Torah according to Rebbe? If you go into the Sheet of Tevel Migdal. Because they weren't gozer on the offer of Tzuria. That's what the Gemara said. Michal read the Gemara. You got to get this because we're going to have to see the Tysis, okay? This is the Pshat in the Gemara. Rebbe holds Ol Zarek Lav Shmei Ol. Therefore, if you're carrying in a box in Chutzar Chetomei, it's not a Chatzitza. What happens if you're carrying a box in Tzuria? Well, you should be Tomei. What's the answer? They were Masak in the Alver in Tzuria. Only the Gush. Only the Gush. So Rashi learns, I want you to get this based on the Gemara in Erevin, that the Machlekes is based on whether Ol Zarek is Lav Shmei Ol or not. There is no, he doesn't masber whether it's on Eretz Amin, where they were goes or what? Where they were goes or what? Gush, or they were goes or offer. No, it's all an issue of what? It's all an issue of the concept of what? Of the concept of, as what we would call it, as being what? What's the machlekes? Ol Zarek, Lav Shmei Ol or not. It's not an issue of what the Tuma Eretz Amim is. Okay? Because let me ask you the following question. If the Gzera was because of offer, would the Sheetah Tevel Migdal help you? If the Gzera would it help you? No way it wouldn't help you, right? The Gemara says in Nazir that if the Gzera was Avir, then Sheetah Tevel Migdal does not work, even if Ol Zarek is a Chatzitza. And the Mefarish is Masber Nazir because we assume that in the Sheetah there was a hole on the top. Or as the Maharam says, Lamaisa. The Maharam says we assume that what? That it's gonna go in there. It's going to go in. It's going to be considered to be Tomei. That's the question that we said. When you talk about Avir Atzmo, does it go in the box or does it not go in the box? You're breathing that airspace. You're breathing that air inside the box. That's the Shaila Lamaisa. This is a very important Shaila Lamaisa in this Machlokes. Okay? This is what we got to bring out. The Poshup Shad is according to Rashi Lamaisa. So Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosis. This is what the Pnei Yeshua wants to say. That if you are inside the box and it's fully closed in, is it Mitame or not? If the other is Tomei, then you will be considered to be Tomei. Tosfos writes, this is what the Pnei Yeshua writes. We're going to get to the Tosfos Bezeshem. Tosfos says that the whole thing is Tomei. If you're inside the box and you hold up this thing, you hold number two, you're Tomei. Rashi holds no, you'll still be Tahar. If it's fully enclosed. This is a Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, says the Pnei Yeshua. If you hold the second approach of your Atzmoi, then what's the din in the case? Machlekes Rashi Tosis. Rashi says Tahar. Tosis says what? Tosis says Tomei. Will the ear inside get you become Tomei if you hold the second approach? That's this big Machlekes Lamais, it seems, between Rashi and Tosis Lamais on this din. Okay? But Rashi here is being Masbah the Machlekes based on all Zaruk, Lav Shmei Ola. That's the Machlekes. This is what the Gemara seems to imply in Maseches Erevin. There's a Gemara in Erevin. There's a Gemara Nazir and a Gemara Erevin that deals with this Machlekes. The Gemara Nazir deals with this concept of is it one or two. The Gemara in Erevin says it depends upon Ol Zarek or Lav Shmei Ola. And that's exactly what Rashi's saying here. Rashi's going with the Gemara Maseches Erevin. Okay? He's working with his Gemara Maseches Erevin. That's what Rashi's saying with Feirish here in this din. Okay? That's what Rashi's saying. He's working with the Gemara Maseches Erevin. And the Pnei Yeshua, and they ask Akasha. It's Mashma from the Gemara and Nazir, that if Avar is the Gzeira, that it doesn't help the Sheet of Teva Migel. Even if you hold all Zarek as a Chatzitza. Right? Because what does Rashi say here? Why did Rashi say this guy becomes Tomei? Because why? It's not a Chatzitza. It's no Chatzitza. What does that imply, though? What does that apply? That if you held it was a what? It was a chatzitza, it was an oil, it would work, right? That's against the Gemara Nazar. The Gemara Nazar says, even if you hold Olzar, is called an oil, if you hold Avar Atzmo, it's going to get in there, and it's going to make you Tomei. That's the kasha Pnei Yehoshua asks on Rashi. That's the kasha that Rashi, and the reason being is because we assume that there's a hole on the top of the Shita Tevu Migdol. And therefore, Lamaisa, and that's what we assume, or the Maram says, even if it's fully enclosed, you're going to be what? You're going to become Tomei. So that's the Chiddush. And the Rashi here explains that it's fully enclosed, and the Gemara over there is talking about where there's a hole on top, Lamaisa. Okay, but whatever the case might be, what I want you to get from Rashi is that the Machlokes here is dependent on whether Ol is Zarek or Lav Shmei Olam. Okay? Yossi, go ahead. The Gemara has a general suffix. We're going to get to it with the Tosin Nazar. General suffix. Was the Avir in Chutzlars because of the Gush that's Matamid Ol, or is it because of the Avir Atzma? Nothing to do with Red Rib Yossi. It has nothing to do with it. It's its own shaila on its own. We just have to plug it in when you talk about the din of Ol Zara. We're going to get to it, okay? It has nothing to do with it. Just the Gemara is a conceptual shaila. Avir Aviretz Amid. Is it a Tame Boyo? Is the Gush generate Tuma in the air? Or is it the Avir itself? Separate shaila. It doesn't have to be Tali. Rashi says if you hold Ol Zarek as Lashmei Ol, then it's going to be Matamiyu. Whether you hold it the Avir itself, or whether you hold the Gush is Matamiyu. Because once you say Ol Zarek is not an Ol, there's nothing covering it. So it doesn't shed any light on this. All I'm just pointing out is that Lafi Rashi, it's Mashma, that if you held Ol Zarek was a good Ol, it would protect you. It would protect you. And that's against the Gemara Nazar. That's against the Gemara Nazar, because the Gemara Nazar says, Lamaisa, that it does not help the trunk or help the carriage, even if you hold Ol Zarek. The reason being, because there's a hole on the top, or even if it's fully enclosed, the Avir gets you. So that's what's difficult, Lamaisa, with this Rashi. So you could say Rashi's saying that here it's fully enclosed, and the Gemara Nazar is talking about where it's open on the top. That's all I'm just saying. Okay, Nachamon. One more point, Nachum on this point, please get it. From Rashi, it's mashma that if you held that Ol Zarek was considered to be an oihel, then it would work. That's against the Gemara Nazar. The Gemara Nazar says, even if you hold Ol Zarek is a chatzitza, you'll still become tameh. For one of two reasons. Either like the Mefarish writes in Nazar, there's a hole on top of the trunk, number one. Or number two, even if you say like it's fully enclosed, the Maharam says by us, the tumah goes straight in. Which we said is a machlokas Rashi and Tosis according to Pnei Yehoshua. The Pnei Yehoshua holds, Tosis holds, is that if the box is fully enclosed, you'll still become tummy. Because the air gets in. The air gets in. Lefi Rashi, if it's fully enclosed, Lamaisa, you'll be okay. Okay, does everyone got this Nakuda? One more time, Lamaisa. What is Rashi Masber this Gemara? Michael, why does Rebbe say your Tomei? Because Ol Zarek, Lav Shmei Ol. Yes? Therefore your Tomei. Yeah? Why in Suri are you Tahara? Because they weren't Gozer on the what? The Avir. Excellent. Right? What does this imply, Aaron? That if you hold Ol Zarek Ishmei Ohel, that means it's a good Chatzitza. That means you'd be okay. That's against the Gemara Nazar, asks the Pnei Yehoshua. The Avir itself. Right? The Avir itself makes you tell me why. Either like the Mefarish there that there's a hole on the top and the tumah gets in. Or because why? That even if it's fully enclosed, the tumah gets in. Right? That's the sheet of Rashi. So you can answer and say that's not a problem. You can say Rashi's talking about cases where it's fully enclosed. Rashi's talking about cases where it's fully enclosed. Lamaisa, and Rashi holds, if it's fully enclosed, you don't become Tameh. And the Gemara Nazar is talking about where there's a hole on the top. No problem. But I'm just pointing out that it's a machlokes. The Pnei Yehoshua says, it's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos. If it's fully enclosed box and you hold that the other Atzmas Tomei, will it get in the box or does it not get in the box? That's the machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Okay? All right, very good. Let's go now with the Tosis, we call it. Let's see the top Tosis. Let's see inside now the top Tosis. Go ahead. Go ahead. So who is the Tana of our Brisa that says that you can get into Tzuria B'Tara? Who's the Tana of our Brisa? Rebbe. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, right? Rabbeinu HaKadosh says that the box helps you where? The box helps you where? In Syria. You know what? Does the box really help you in Syria? Really doesn't help you in Syria. It does in a sense that you're not touching the what? Yeah. Why don't you understand the Gemara fully? It touches you, it helps you in the sense you're not touching the dirt. But it doesn't help you as an enclosure because the Avir of Tzuria wasn't Gzeira. Because Rebbe holds Ol Zarek is not a what? It's not a chatzitza. But at least you're not touching the ground, okay? But the tumah would have rise. The only problem, it's not a problem, but there was no Gzeira on the Avir of Tzuria. So Rashi writes it's Rebbe. Go ahead. Vinira. Right, go ahead. It's Davka that. It's got to be Davka this. Go ahead. Therefore, you cannot establish it like who? Like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Go ahead. Oh, you can't establish like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because he himself is Metari even Meretz Amin. Now, what does this mean? I want you to get this. What's the other way of going in there? Simply riding on a horse. Okay? So when the Gemara says Shida Tevu Migdal, is it Dafka or Lav Dafka? So let's assume it's Dafka. If it is Dafka, that means riding on a horse is not acceptable. Why is riding on a horse not acceptable? Because even in Syria, you would be what? You would become Tameh. Yes? Even in Syria, you'd become Tameh. And therefore, if you establish it like Rebbe, then it makes sense. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, if you're in a Shita Tevu Migdal, what's the din? According to us. Let's think about this. According to Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, what's the din if you're in a Shita Tevu Migdal, even in Eretz Amid? You'll be Tahora. Because what does Rabbi Yossi Yehuda hold? Ol Zarek Ishmael. Excellent. So why does the Gemara say, if you hold like Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, why does it say Anichnas B'Surya, Nichnas B'Tara? Could even be Eretz Amid. So this is what Rashi stood on his head and said, that our Brisa has got to be Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Everyone got that? Because if it was what? If it was Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, it could have even been Eretz Amin. That's what he means. Lachin l'motzu l'ukmik Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Dahu metarafil Eretz Amin. Why would you limit it only to Tzuria? Ol Zarek Shmei Ohel. Okay? Fine. Very good. Vayter Michael. No, ubechinam. Pirish came. Very key word. What does that mean here? For no reason at all did Rashi say this. Tosis says. Go ahead. Yes, it's Lav Dafka. He's going to go on and say how the Gemara could even be Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Go ahead. Ella. The Brisa. Why did it say Shita Tevu Migdal in the Gemara? Because in the Brisa it was coded, it said Shita Tevu Migdal. They wanted it to be symmetrical. But it doesn't have to daf to be a Shita Tevu Migdal. Could have been riding a horse too. Go ahead. Excellent. Even if you're riding a horse, go ahead. Kidapirish? Go ahead. Ukinamuchach. Demasik, we conclude. Okay, so what does this mean? I want you to get this. We can make this Gemara even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Why? How could we make this Gemara even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? Because Shita Tevu Migdal is really Lav Dafka. The reason why it didn't say it explicitly, because the Brisa says Shita Tevu Migdal. But you know what the Brisa is talking about? Eretz Ha'amim. The Brisa was talking about Eretz Amin. If the Brisa was talking about Eretz Amin, you know why he mentioned those three? Because even the Chiddush is according to Rebbe, even these three don't work according to Rebbe. Even these three don't work according to Rebbe. But Lamaisa, according to Rabbi Yosef ben Rehuda, of course those three work. Of course those three work. Davke Bahani, you're going to be Tahar. Rochev is Tomei Beretz Amim. So therefore you see that what Shita Tevo Migdal is really what? Lav Davke. Because according to Rebbe, there's no difference between riding on a horse where you're mal on the kasher and Shita Tevo Migdal. It's the same thing. According to Rebbe, Eretz Amim, you're always going to be Tomei. And in Suri, you're always going to be Tahar. So therefore, Lomai, the Ikar Kavana of the Gemara is to establish you're talking about a guy who's riding on a horse. Bein L'Rebbe, Bein L'Rebbe Yossi B'Tar B'Tsuria. That's exactly why he says it doesn't have to dafka be Rebbe. Because according to Rebbe, it doesn't make a difference what you're in. It's all an issue of Ol Zarek or not Ol Zarek. So according to Rebbe, you're always going to be Tamei Neretz Amim, and in Tsuria, you're always going to be what Tahara. Could have even been riding a horse. The Chiddush is that we want to say even according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda would be good. According to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda would be fine, Lamaisa. According to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda would be fine. You could make Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda be this Brisa. Why can you make this go according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda? Because in Surya, there's no problem of Avir anyway. And in Eretz Amim, Shita Tevo Migdal was fine. So that's what he wants to say. Bechinam Perish Kane. You didn't have to say this. You could say it's even according to Rabbi Yossi. Vim Kane, go ahead. Oh, go ahead. And if you want to go in Bitara, that's if you're in a wagon or you're riding on a horse. Very good, go ahead. The Tommy, you'll be Tommy, go ahead. The Chain. What is the word viafilu mashma? And even Rebbe. Mashma that for sure it's a corner of Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda. Go ahead. Umashma.
Mashma Rebbe Yossi Asya Shitus.
And it's mashma like Rebbe Yossi. It's very simple. It's like Rebbe Yossi. So what does Tosfos come and argue on Rashi? Rashi said it was only according to Rebbe. We want to say it could definitely be according to Rebbe Yossi because in Suri it's tar even if you're riding on a horse. If you're riding on a horse in Eretz Amim, it's going to be Tomei. Why is it going to be Tomei in Eretz Amim? According to Rabbi Yossi? Because your legs hover over what? The horse. You're not totally a chatzitza. This is pointed out by the Pnei Yehoshua and the Maharam. They say, the Pnei Yehoshua and the Maharam say your legs hover over it. If they hover over it, it's going to be what? It's going to be a problem, Lamaisa. So I want you to get this. According to Rabbi Yossi, Suri would be tar if you're riding on a horse. Dafkin Eretz Amim, would you become Tomei? So there's no reason, says Tosfos, why you have to limit this price according to Rebbe. You could easily say it's according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda and say that Shita Tevo Migdal is Lav Dafka. You could be riding on a horse just as well. And in Suri, you're fine. And in Eretz Amim, you are Tomei. And you don't have to say it's according to Rebbe. And you don't have to box yourself in and say it's Lav, that it's Dafka. These three could even be Lav Dafka, and it's Meduyik in the Gemara, because the Gemara said even says Afilu. The Afilu. Even Rabbi Yossi. I mean, even Rabbi. Mashman for sure could be Rabbi Yossi. Okay, go ahead. Now Tosis backs out of it. Then Tosis backs out of it. Go ahead. Now he backs out of it and he says, you know what? The bottom line is it can't be Rabbi Yossi. Why not Ella? Wait, what does he mean when he says this? He says the bottom line is that what? Even though it does fit according to Rabbi Yossi, you have to say it's the Aliba de Rebbe, because that's what the Gemara basically says he wants to say. Even though Tosfos, because the truth of the matter is, the Marsha elaborates, I want you to get this, it's very difficult, Lamaisa, to say we're talking about Rochev on the horse. Okay? It's Mistaber like that, Lamaisa, like the Marsha says. But the truth of the matter is, Lamaisa, it's very, very difficult to say, Lamaisa, that we're only talking according to Rabbi Yossi. Okay? Because the Gemara basically says, black on white, that it's Rebbe. The Maharsha says, you cannot say we're talking about Shita Tevo Migdal, because it's uncommon. And therefore, Lefi Rabbi Yossi, they were gozer in Chutz Loretz on Tumas Oel and not in Aver. And in Syria, they weren't gozer on Tumas Oel. Because then you would want to establish the brisa about riding on a horse. It's much more common. Lefi Rebbe, though, the Gemara has that you cannot establish it talking about riding on a horse. Because according to Rebbe, they were metame nichne shedu nigdal on the upper atzmo. And therefore in Syria, is one level lower, their regos are on oel and not on the other. So that's the difference between Syria and the rest of Chutzlards. Only when you go into a teva, that's not common. If you go into a horse, then in Syria, you also should be tome machmas the gush. Okay. So this is what the Marshal wants to say. The Tosis wants to say, let's get it. The last line of Tosis backs out of it, and he says, even though theoretically you could have said that this Bryce is Alib and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, he backs out of it and says it's only Alib and Rebbe. Okay? He only backs out of it and says it's only Alib and Rebbe to Rebbe. That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out. Okay? That's the Chiddush you want to bring out. Now, Lamaisa, let's just mention as follows. Okay? Let's mention as follows. When you talk about Tuma, when you talk about Tumas Ohel, is as long as you're in the Ohel a little bit, it's a problem. If you want to become Tomei Tumas Ohel, you want to become Tomei Tumas Ohel, as long as you're in the Tumas Ohel Sas, it's not a problem, okay? It's a problem only if you, even if you're in a little bit, Sas, you become Tomei. In order to become Tumas Ohel, you need a little bit, you need to be Sas, okay? Tumas Ohel is Sas. However, if it's the Avir itself, then it has to be Rosho Virubo. You need Rosho Virubo to become Tomei. Okay? So let's get this, Nachamo. We mentioned again, why is the Avir Tomei? Is it because the Gush makes the Avir Tomei? Or is it because the Avir itself is Tomei? So that makes a difference. If it's Tumas Ohel, we mentioned a bunch of nafkaminas already. Is it 7 days or is it 1 day? This is another nafkamina. If it's considered to be Tumas Ohel, then you only have to be in it a little bit. If it's the Avir, Rosha Verubo. So that's exactly what I want to point out here, okay? It's exactly what I want to point out here. We said that according to Rabbi Yossi, we said that the legs, your legs are what? Are spanning over the horse a little bit. And therefore you're Tumas Tumas Ohel. Why by the wagon are you tummy as well? So also the Chassam Sofer says that your legs are also outside the wagon. So it's interesting. In order to be mahel, you need Rosho Verubo. The Rambam writes this in Tumas Meis, Perik Yud Aleph, Halach Aleph. In order to be tummy Tumas Ohel, you need Rosho Verubo. Lefi Reb Yossi, who they were only gozer on, they were not gozer navir, they were gozer on the gush, Tumas Ohel is even if you're Ohel b'miksas, even a little bit. So that's the Chiddush that we want to bring out here. Okay? Again, Nachamo, please let's get this. This all depends upon, is it Tumas Ohel considered to be what? Is the Avir Mitzamim, is the Gush being Mitzamim the oil? Or is it the Avir itself? So, this depends. When you talk about this issue, if it's Tumas Ohel, you only have to be a little bit hovering. If it's considered to be Avir, you need Rosho Verubo, the whole body, to be into it. Okay? So that's what we want to point out. That's what he means when he says, Harotz Lekanis Betara, even in a what? Even on a horse. Mashain can be Eretz Amid. Okay? Oh. So let's get this, let's review this now. According to Shita Satoisvis, Rashi holds it's only according to Rebbe, it's an issue of Ohel Zaruk, and according to Tosfos, it could even be Reb Yossi. Because according to Reb Yossi, according to Rebbe, we don't care what it is. According to Rebbe, we don't care what it is. Because it's all Ohel Zaruk, Lav Shemei Ohel. And therefore, according to Rebbe, Lamaisa, in Surya, you're always Tahora, and in Eretz Amim, you're always Tameh. Because it doesn't make a difference, the Avir. That's what Rashi says Beferish, and therefore he wants to say it's only according to Rebbe. Why is it only according to Rebbe? Because Shita Tevel Migdol's Dafka. You cannot establish it like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, because he's Betami even Eretz Amim. You don't need Shita Tevel Migdol. So Tosis goes on and says not that way. You could go ahead and say it's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Then he backs out at the end. Why does he back out at the end? And he goes back and he says you have to say it's according to Rebbe. He said, Bipshitas, you could say it's the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda. Bipshitas, you could say the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda. Then he backs out and says, according to Rabbi. Why does he back out? What was the reason why he backs out? So let's just get this again. Okay, what does the Marshal say? The end of the Tosis. Why does Tosis back out and say that the Mishnah could, it has to be according to Rabbi? He goes back and he says like Rashi. So let's get this, please, okay? If we're talking about Shita Tevu Migdal, if we are talking about Shita Tevu Migdal, it's uncommon Shita Tevu Migdal. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi and Chutz Lartz, they were Gozer on Tumas Oel. They were not Gozer on the Avir. In Surya, they weren't Gozer on Tumas Oel. Surya is always one Madriga lower. Therefore, you could establish the price of talking about riding on a horse, which is more Shchiach. But according to Rebbe, you cannot be talking about on a horse. Because according to Rebbe, Rebbe was Betame in Eretz Amen, even on the Avir. And therefore, Surya is one level lower, which is on the Oel. They weren't Gozer on Navir. That's the difference between Surya and the rest of Eretz Yisrael. When you go into the rest of Chutz Lartz, when you go into Shida, Tevu, Migdal, it's not common. If you go into a horse, in Surya, it's going to be Tomei because the Gush is Metamei B'Oil.
See, the Chiddush that I want to bring out is that this is much more of a powerful level. Avir is much more powerful than the Gush. The Avir is at the Avir itself. The Gush is one level lower. And therefore, if it's one level lower, that's why Lamaisa Tosos cannot say it's according to Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda. It's got to be according to Rebbe. That's the Chiddush. That Shita Tevu Migdal is considered to be what? It's considered to be unique and special. That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out. Okay? That's the Chiddush we want to bring out. Okay? That's the segue now. Michal, do the next Tosos now. Let's see the next Tosos. See inside now. Okay, now that we saw that. Go ahead. Ella, what?
Coin Gottel, go ahead. What's Tosus bothered by? Exactly what we said. The Gemara in Nazir has the Shiloh. Is Eretz Amin because of the dirt, or is it because of the ear itself? What's Tosus bothered by? No, what's Tosus bothered by? Here, what is it mashma? Here, what is it mashma? In our Gemara. What is it mashma in our Gemara? There it goes in the Avir itself. The Gemara Nazir has a suffix. What did our Gemara say? The Eretz Amim has what? Has the Gush and has the Avir. Surya just has the Gush, not the Avir. The Gemara Nazir has a suffix. So it's a stira between two Gemaras. Our Gemara assumes very clearly that the Avir, there's a Gzeira. And the Gemara in Meseches Wad Nazir has a suffix. Stira Menei Obey. That's what Tosis is bothered by. It says, Elab Eretz Amin Gozer Agushav Alavira. Fadim Eboi Elab Nazir Berek Oin Godal Daftun Dalin. Eretz Amin Mishum Gushad Gozer Ola O Mishum Avira Gozer. Period. What's the Kasha? Our Gemara assumes Beferish Avir itself. The Avir itself. The Avir itself, our Gemara assumes. The Gemara Nazir has a suffix. Stira. Go ahead. Tevo Migdal. Go ahead. So what does Tosa say? That the Gemara there in Nazir is there are two aspects. Is it the Avir Mamish? Meaning even in the Shiva Tevo Migdal, you would be what? Go ahead. Dilma. Ala Avir Atzmo. So what's the suffix? Exactly what we said in the beginning of Shir. The suffix in Nazir is at the other Atzmo, and you would not be able to go in with the Shita Tevu Migdal because it gets inside there. Or do you say, no, it's the Gush. That's Matame Baal. If I'm in a box, it would be okay. That's exactly what he says. He says, Hachi Perusho, Mishum Gushu, Mishum Damala Gushu, Vasu Chami Kamala Lameis, V'yokal Ikan of Shita Tevu Migdal. You could go in with the Shita Tevu Migdal. That's the suffix in Meseches Nazir. Does our Gemara shed any light on that? No, it doesn't. Go ahead. V'hacha?
Husha, Hanu al Rabba, Husha, al Avira, Homishu Le'onu al Hagush, Homishu Avira Mamma.
No, so the Hakamishmites al Gusha, Hanu al Maga Gusha, Val Avira. Our Gemara sheds no light on that. So let's get that down. Our Gemara sheds no light on this Shiloh, whether it was hovering over a bowl or is it the other itself? That's the Shiloh Maseches Nazir. Our Gemara just says in Surya there was no concept of either one or two. But that's exactly what he speaks out, this Shiloh. V'chav eshmaitz agusha hainu amagamush alavira. Omishum al agush, number one. Omishum avira mamish. We don't know. Our Gemara is not mistopic on that. It has nothing to do with that. We just know Lamaisa that what? We know that in Syria there was no Xer on the Avir. Okay? We don't know which Avir it's talking about. We're not dealing with that suffix. Okay, that's exactly what the Tosis is saying. Doesn't shed light on this issue. Okay. Like the next Tosis. Go ahead. The Gazru.
The Gazru al-Gushan al-Avira.
Doralinish from Orleans. Go ahead. These are the following things that are mitamid b'mago masav ein mitamin. Oh, what are they? A bone like the shear of a barley bean. Go ahead. Great kasha. What does the Mishnah say in all those? That Eretz Amin is not mitamid boil. It's against what we just learned. What did our Gemara say? It is mitamid boil, right? It's a straight, very straight up kasha. Very clear kasha. Go ahead. What's the answer? What's the Mishnah in all those talking about? Dirt that was brought from Chutz La'aretz. Go ahead. Dirt that was brought from Chutz La'aretz and you hover over, you're not metame. Go ahead. They were metame in the avir itself. Oh, so now we found a kula. They were metame because of the avir and not because of ma'al on the goosh. You bring the dirt into what? Into Eretz Yisrael, it's no problem. That's the first Teretz of Tosis. Yeah? That's the first Teretz of Tosis. Very interesting Teretz. What's difficult with this Teretz of Tosis? What would you say is difficult with this Teretz of Tosis? What would you say is difficult with this Teretz of Tosis? Go ahead, Chaim. What do you see from this Teretz of Tosis? That what? What was the Shiloh in the previous Tosis? Is it one or is it two? What is Tosis saying? Tosis saying it's what? What does Tosis say black and white here? That what? It's because of what? It's because of two, exactly. The Marashoy asked this kasha. Why can't you be poshut the Shiloh in the previous Tosos from the first answer of this Tosos? That's what the Marashoy and the Maram ask. You should be poshut the Shiloh from the Mishnah and Olos. It's because of Avir. It's a great kasha. This third Tosos you're answering because you're bringing it in, no problem. You're bringing it in, and it's not mitame because it's the over atzma, not because of ma'al on the gush. So you know what the answer is? Please get down. The Maharsha and Maharam ask this kasha. The Maharam answers like this. It's very fascinating. When you bring the dirt to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't make such a gzeira. When you bring the dirt to Eretz Yisrael, they made no gzeira of ma'al ala gush. But when the gush is in Chutz La'aretz, it's very possible that what? They made the gzeira. In other words, the Shiloh in the previous Tosis is when it stays in Chutz La'aretz. When you bring it into Eretz Yisrael, they didn't make such a gzeira. So it doesn't shed any light on the Shiloh. Please get this, okay? Please get this, okay? It's not that hard. Let's get this with this Tosis. You got it? Again, Nachama, what's Tosis' first answer? Tosis' first answer is you brought the dirt in. If you brought the dirt in, you see it's only because of Avir. That's poshut the Shiloh in the previous Tosis. The answer is no. If you bring the dirt in, they didn't make a gzeira of gush, being ma'al ala gush. Could be that one is right. If it stays in the chutzpah, I don't know whether one or two is right. That remains a suffix. But what I do know is that when they bring the dirt into Eretz Yisrael, it's possible they didn't make the gzeira of gush al over. That's one answer the Maharam says. Another teretz is the Maharam Shif says, very interestingly, that maybe it's all one teretz, the next teretz of mitosis, which we'll see. Go ahead. Go ahead. The aim? The lashon of Eretz Amim is not mashma this way. What does that mean? What do you mean it's not mashma this way? What does that mean? What does Eretz Amim mean? It means the provinces of Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't provinces of Chutz La'aretz doesn't mean the dirt of Chutz La'aretz. The first Teretz of Tais is assuming it means referring to the dirt. You follow me? It's not mashma that. What is the mission of all those listing? Eretz Amim, right? Eretz Amim means no provinces of diaspora. Doesn't mean the dirt. That's why he doesn't like this teretz. Go ahead. So let's get this, the second teretz. Go ahead, the Iri. Excellent. There's a board or there's a bridge. That one side of it is in Eretz Yisrael. Go ahead. And the other side of it is in the Chutz La'aretz. Go ahead. And there are kalim under one side, the side of Eretz Yisrael. Go ahead. So are we concerned the tomb is transported from Chutz La'aretz and goes across the board and is metame the kalim under the Eretz Yisrael side? So what does it say? Excellent. The tomb is not transported over the board and the kalim remain tahora. That's what the Mishnah was referring to in Olos. When it says ein metame ba'ohel. It means that the board doesn't hover over it and become tameh. That's what it means. Ein mevin what? Ein mevin tumah. That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush that we want to bring out here. Ein mevin tumah eretz amim through the board. They weren't gozer. It should be so strong that it should be able to what? That it should be able to be transported to the other side of the board. That's the second teretz of Tisus. Okay. All right. The second teretz of Tisus is that we're talking about a special case. That there's a board hovering over the border between Eretz and Chutz La'aretz, and the kalim on the Eretz Yisrael side will not become tameh. That's the Teretz of Tisus. Because we had a stira. Our Gemara said Eretz Amim, the tumah of the Avir, and the Mishnah says Beferish, that it does not metameh b'ohol. This is a special case. It's not maybe as an all with the board. Go ahead. Tumas Mace, of course, is. You have a corpse under one side of the bridge. It's metame the other stuff on the other side of the bridge, for sure. This is a different type of tomb. It's not like tumas meis. Go ahead. Third answer. Go ahead. Excellent. What's the third teretz? We're going like the Mishnah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in Ohalos, who says Kivri Ov Dechavim are not metame b'ohel. So Eretz Amim cannot be more chomer than Kivri Ov Dechavim itself. So if the Kvarim of Goyim are not metame b'ohel, Eretz Amim are certainly not metame what? Metame b'ohel. So the Mishnah in Maseches Ohel is going like Rav Shimon. Okay? It's going like Rav Shimon. Our Gemara is not going like Rav Shimon. That's an easy answer. That's a third answer. Because our Mishnah said the Avir was Tameh, right? And the Mishnah in Olah says it's not Metameh Ba'ol. Well, it depends. Mishnah in Olah is going like Rav Shimon. We're not going like Rav Shimon. Very good. That's a third answer. Fourth answer. Let's go. Mishnah. Dahi Mishnah. Gusho. So what's this answer, Abinatam says? Our Gemara is talking about after the Gzeir was made on the Avir. Like we said in the beginning of Shir, there were two stages. First on the dirt, then on the airspace. So the Mishnah in all those is talking before they made the stage of the Avir. And our Gemara is talking about afterwards. Okay. So we have four answers of Tosfos. Please get them all. Our Gemara said there was a tomb on the Avir of Eretz Amim. Mishnah Nola says there is no tomb of Ohel in Eretz Amim. Blatant stira. Four different answers. So the Maharam Shif wants to say, I want you to get this, that it's all one answer of Tosfos. It's all one answer of Tosfos. Very interesting. And he wants to say that it goes like this. Because the truth is that the first Teretz And the second teretz and the third teretz are all one teretz, because we're going like the side that it's Gzeirah Mishum Avir itself. And therefore, Lefi the Tzad Sheni, we would say it's going according to Reb Shimon. In other words, Tosfos is, let's think about the four terutzim. What were the four terutzim? What are the four terutzim? The four terutzim are, number one, what? What was the first teretz? What was the first teretz in Tosfos? Mechal, what was the first teretz? Four terutzim in Tosfos. What's the first teretz? What do you say? Go ahead. You tell me that what? What was the first teretz? He got rid of the first teretz. What was the first teretz? The dirt. You brought the dirt in. Yes? What was that assuming? What is that assuming? That's assuming what? Which side? The Avir. You see, what the Maariv Shif wants to say is that Tosfos is covering his tracks. He wants to give a bunch of answers to cover both possibilities. Whether it was because of hovering. Why is Avir Avir Tzam and Tumim? Is it because the Gush generates the Tumah? Or is it because the Avir itself, he's covering his tracks? So in the first answer, he said, what? You brought the dirt in. If you brought the dirt in, we're assuming like the number two. It was because of the Avir, right? So if you bring the dirt in, they weren't gozer at what? You brought the dirt from Chutzlarts and you hover over it's not metame, because they were only gozer because of the Avir itself, not because of Ohel on Gush. That first answer went according to number two. What's the second teretz? He didn't like that answer because Eretz HaAmim is not mash for that. Second teretz is the boar. The boar teretz. The boar teretz. Why do you think he comes out of the boar teretz? Because he wants to cover his tracks about the, let's say, the case of the Gush. What happens if you hold like the first possibility? And what's the third teretz? It's going like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Or the fourth teretz was different stages. It's all one teretz of Tosfos. It's not like we're making a decision. What was our original kasha? The previous Tosfos was, why is Avir Avir Tzam? It's because of one or two. What do you mean? Tosfos is saying in the first teretz, it's because of what? Number two. Isn't he being poshut to Shiloh? That's what the Maariv Shif. That's what they asked the Kasha. The Maariv Shif, the Maharshal, they all asked the Kasha, the Maharam. The answer is, what was the Maariv Shif's answer? Because when you bring the dirt in, they weren't misaking what? Gush and Mitami Baal. But in if you keep the dirt in Chutzarts, it's up for grabs. We don't know. It could be one or two. That was the answer of the Maharam. The Maharam. The Maariv Shif is, Tosfos is not making a decision. That's what all these four answers are given for. In the first answer, he's going with the second approach. But the other answers are working with the first approach. So Tosfos is not making a stand which one he's going with. So you couldn't be poshut to Shiloh from the Mishnah in Maseches Olos. That's the Maariv Shif's answer. Because you read this Teretz all together, you read this the Tosfos all together. There are different terutzim to figure out both stodim as to why it's considered to be metame or not. That's the chiddush l'maisa that we want to bring out from the Tosfos, okay? That's the chiddush you want to say from the Tosfos. Okay, now, so l'maisa, we have a chiddush that I want to bring out, and that's what we had said earlier in Shir, then I want to just go to something in halacha, okay, very quickly. But, because we're coming towards Purim, but I want to just bring out what I said earlier in Shir. That if you're inside the box, does the box fully protect you or not? Will you become tummy or not? So we said it depends. If you hold one, yes. If you hold two, then it's a machlokish Rashi and Tosfos. And according to Rashi, Lamaisa, you will be protected and be tahora. According to Tosfos, you'll become tummy. Because it was on the Avir itself. And that's what the Pnei Yeshua wants to say is the machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos on this din. That's the chiddush we want to suggest, okay? According to Rashi, you're not metame b'oel, it's b'ovir. Therefore, only for nichnas rubo b'ovir would you become tame. That's the chiddush that we want to suggest, according to Shitas Rashi. According to Rashi, if you're covered over, you won't become tame. According to Tosfos, you will become tame. That's the chiddush. And that's what the machlokes of Pnei Yeshua is. He says between Rashi and Tosfos on this day. Okay? All right, very good. So we have all the three Tosfos in. Please get them. L'mais on this chiddush. Okay, we're coming towards Purim, so I want to close with the following with Purim. Start Hilchos Purim. Okay. There is a din regarding Kriyas and Megillah. Kriyas and Megillah, we know, has the following four elements. Okay?
Every time we have Kriyas Megillah, we have Hallel, we have Mekiyas Samolek, we have Tfila, and we have Pursuing Nisan. Okay. The Gemara asks in Megillah and Daf Yudalit, why don't we say Hallel on Purim? The Gemara gives three terutzim. The Gemara says, we don't say Hallel on Purim because the actual reading of the Megillah is Hallel itself. The Meiri writes, if you have a city that has no Megillah, you must say Hallel. To the degree, the Shari Tshuva writes, we hold like this Meiri, but you don't say a bracha. Because Kriyas Megillah itself is Hallel. So if you don't have a Megillah, you must say Hallel. Question is, do you say it with a bracha or not? So that's the Shaila, the Shari Tshuva writes, that we will say Hallel, but without a bracha. Then the Gemara gives two other terutzim. The Gemara says, because the Nes happened in Chutz Lars, we don't say Hallel on a Nes in Chutz Lars. So the Gemara says, why do you say Hallel on Pesach? Because that was before we got there at Yisrael. This rule was only implemented once we got there at Yisrael. Once we get there at Yisrael, you never say Hallel on a Nes b'chutz lartz. That's the second teretz. And the third teretz is the following, and that is that after Acharei Kichlos HaKol, we were still Avonim Tachashverish. So you cannot say a full Hallel. But what emerges is, number one aspect is that there is no doubt that Kriyas HaMegillah itself is Hallel. What's the marker for this? Because we read the Megillah at night and we repeat it during the day. We read the Megillah at night and we repeat it during the day. The Gemara writes in Megillah Dalamnaf, Lamani Zemircha, Chavod V'lo Yidom, Hashem Elokai, Li'olom Odeka. What do you see from this? That it's a Din Hallel. That passage referring to Hallel. So the number one aspect of Kriyas of Megillah is the notion of Hallel. And the Iker Megillah reading is in the morning, the Rav would always say. Shet always told us from the Rav. Because the whole point is you want to be able to read it in the morning as a review of what you did at night. The whole point of night is to ready you for the morning. And if you don't have it read at night, then it's reading the morning fresh. You should already have read it at night. The Iker reading is in the morning. That makes sense based on another Mishnah in Megillah, that we only say Hallel during the daytime. From the morning to the evening, we praise Hashem. And therefore, Hallel is only Biyom. So if Iker reading in the Megillah is Biyom. In fact, the Rav wanted to say, if a guy died, God forbid, Megillah, on Purim night, after the Kriyas of Megillah, he really wasn't Yotzi Kriyas of Megillah, because he didn't hear the morning. The morning is the Iker Kriya. Okay. That's number one aspect, okay? Number two, Mechiyas Amolek. The Marcheshes writes that simply reading Megillah is a kiyum of Mechiyas Amolek. That's why many people, Mishnah Berurah says, write Haman on their shoes, they blot it out. Even though, Lamaisa, we cannot fulfill the mitzvah Mechiyas Amolek b'zman hazeh, Dina Malchus HaDinit, and Echil Hashem. But however, there could be a kiyum of it, says the Marcheshes. Of Kriyas HaMegillah with Mechiyas HaMolek. Number three, how is it a din tefillah? It's a tefillah to Hashem that Hashem should wipe out a Molek. How is this a tefillah? Because we say in Megillah in the morning before Tiskabel. We say it after Kriyas HaTorah. We put the Sefer Torah back. Tosfos in Megillah, Daf Talmanav, says you keep the Sefer Torah out during Kriyas HaMegillah. But we say it before Tiskabel. Tiskabel is that our tefillah should be Mekubel. Megillah's Kriyas HaMegillah is a din tefillah. So we're being mispalled to Hashem, you should wipe out a Molek. That's how it's a din feel. And number four is that there's a notion of presuming Nisan. How is there presuming Nisan? The Gemara says that there are some words that are untranslatable in the Megillah. Akar shtanim is untranslatable. Akar tarshpanim is untranslatable. So therefore, how do you understand the Gemara? It's no big deal. It's presuming Nisan. You don't have to understand every word. As long as you get the gist, it's enough. Pursuing Nisan is enough. As long as you get the gist of the story, you don't have to know every word. And therefore, it's Pursuing Nisan. That's why if you don't have enough money,
In order of a Megillah, you must sell your clothes, just like by Arbakosis and Neros Hanukkah. All those three dinim revolve around that dinim pursuing Nisim. Okay? So we have all these four kiyumim when you have Kriyas and Megillah. And as I said, the Ikar reading is in the morning. Okay. Now let's close with the following din that we have regarding what? Regarding this Shabbos is Machas HaShekel. Okay? Let's just get this very quickly. Machas HaShekel, Parsha Shkolim, and Kriyas HaTorah itself. Is Kriyas HaTorah ever D'oraisa? Usually, Kriyas HaTorah is D'rabbanan. Parshas Zohar is D'oraisa. Parshas Parah, the Tais HaRosh says, the Mechaber quotes, is D'oraisa. In fact, Taisus and Brachas has a line, Pei, which most poskim thought meant Parshas Parah. The Rav thought it meant Parshas Purim, the Kriyas HaTorah of Purim morning. Maybe Yotzi Parsha Zohar. That's according to the Magen Avraham. Mr. Bruce says you're not Yotzi because you only say Emche. You don't say Timcha like in Kitetze. The Rashba quotes a Rashi in Brachas. We don't have the Rashi in Shas. The Rashba in Brachas Daf Yud Gimel quotes that all the four Parshis are D'oraisa. All Dalit Parshis. And then the Ramban, many briskers hold to this Ramban very, very strongly, that Mikroi Kodesh, any Kriyas HaTorah on Yontif is D'oraisa. So you have Zohar, Para, Arba, Parshas, and maybe any Kriyas HaTorah. The question is, what is Parsha Shkolim all about? The Gemara says in the end of Megillah that Rav and Shmuel had a machloikis, what Parsha Shkolim is supposed to be read. Kitisa or Parshas HaTamid? What Parshas HaTamid appear? Pinchas. We say it every morning, right? Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Pnei Yoshua asks, what do you mean? Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. What, they forgot what they did? Rav and Shmuel, first generation of Meroyim. 300 CE. What, they forgot what was done beforehand? Bechi Rasa Rav Labava, we learned. On the Vava Min Aleph. What, he doesn't remember what they did? Pnei Yoshua asks this Kasha Megillah. So I want you to get this. What's the purpose of Shkolim? This Rosh Chodesh Adar, we announced we need to get new funds for the Shkolim, to buy korbanos. We need new funds. We announced in the Rosh Chodesh Shkolim for the whole month we're going to collect funds anew for the purpose of buying korbanos. Parsha Shkolim nowadays was a zecher to that announcement, to that appeal. And what's the major element of that appeal? Is it the tzorach of the korbanos, or is it the mitzvah of the nesinim? Is it tzorach korbanos, or is it the mitzvah nesinim? What is the major motif of the mitzvah of Machas HaShekel? Is it the mitzvah of giving, or is it the element of the korbanos? That's a big machlokes. That's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. What are you commemorating? Are you commemorating the Kiyum the Korbanos? Then you say the Parshas HaTamid. If you're commemorating the mitzvah of Nesina, we have many mitzvahs of Nesina in Allah. Staka, Pinya Ben, Machas HaShekel. Is it the Parshas Tamid? Or is it Parshas Wat Kitisa? That's the Machlaikis. And it has a big nafka meaning. Because the Rambam in the beginning of, where do you think the Rambam places Hippel Shkolim? What's say for Niyadak Azaka in the geography of the Rambam? Where does he list it? In Sefer Zmanin, where the Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Yontif, it's a one-time thing, a mitzvah nesina, and you can't give it piecemeal. You can't give 5 dimes or 10 nickels. You got to give one piece. Because there's a rules and regulations, the mitzvah nesina. The Rabban al-Atayra argues and says you can give piecemeal. What's the difference? It's a tzara karbonis. But if it's a mitzvah of nesina, you got to give it in one shot. And that's why there are certain shuls in there that still have a chumrah that someone who's less than 20 shouldn't daven for the Amud Musaf. Because if you hold that it's the din of tzara karbonis, then 20, you weren't part of it, less than 20. The Rambam writes, as soon as you're bar mitzvah, you're chayiv in the nesina Machas HaShekel. As soon as you're 13. That's another nafkemi. Maybe from 13 on, you have to give it in one shot. From 20 on, the element of Karbonos comes in, you can give it in piecemeal. So Ramosha Brown, Shlita pointed out, he never saw any poskim say this, but if you're older than 60, maybe you're Potter from Shkol. So no one has that chumrah, that if you're older than 60, you don't daven for the Amud from Musaf. So this is the answer, said Rav Zhulti, to the Pnei Yoshua's Kasha. What do you mean Rav and Shmuel arguing what is Parsha Shkol? They forgot? No, of course they didn't forget. We always read Kitisa. But when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they argued what was the fundamental Zecher? Was it the Zecher of the aspect of the Karbonis? Or was it the Zecher of the Nesina? If it was the Zecher of the Karbonis, read Tomid. If it's the Zecher of the Nesina, read Kitisa. And that's why the Vilna Gaon, Rashi, and the Bartanur say the whole Masech HaShkolim doesn't start till after you're 20. The Rambam argues. That's the issue at hand. And we never, and that's why our minig is, Ramah writes, Taina Sester and Mincha, you give Masa Shekel, but you say Zecher. You don't say Masa Shekel, because then it's Hektish. You can't use the coin. You're not allowed to use the coin. So you have to say Zecher and Masa Shekel. And that's the minig that we do at Mincha of Taina Sester. Okay? All right, we'll stop here. Okay, tomorrow we go on Vayter and the Gemara, which is Shabbos.